Hello and welcome to Uncle Steve's Iron Maiden Zone. I'm your host, Uncle Steve, and on the line with me, all the way over in Kansas City, Kansas, I think, I have Matthew, the horse shite guru, on the line with me. Matthew, how are you?
Good evening, KCK. That's where I am, Kansas City, Kansas.
I almost said Perth.
One day, but not today.
Yeah, not today. So, all right. And this week, we are going to be reviewing an album that just came out, actually about 1 month ago today or yesterday. The new album by Blaze Bailey called Circle of Stone. It was released February 23rd. I'm dating the episode now, of course, saying when it came out that it was a month ago. But yeah, I don't know if it'll come out this week or not, but... and I wanted to just name the people that play on this album. I got this album the day it came out, at least. I don't have a physical copy yet. I went to a record store trying to find it the other day, and I just couldn't find it. So, do you have a physical copy yet?
I don't, but then is it really a surprise to not find a physical copy of this, though? It's not exactly... It's a bit niche.
Well, and I went on his website, and it sold out. Because I was like, well, let me buy it from his website and give him a little more of the money. It sold out. I'm sure I can find it. I'm sure if I go to Amazon, I can get a copy on Amazon, though. So,
oh, if only we knew someone who was in England at the moment. Oh, you still got a shipping cost.
Yeah. So let me name who played on this album. The band is Christopher Appleton plays lead guitar. I think he is one of the producers, too. It says he played lead guitar alongside his brother, Luke Appleton. And Luke Appleton is on what they refer to as power guitar. So I'm assuming that he does all the rhythms and stuff and does stuff along with him. Then we have Martin McNee on drums, who... what the hell are you doing?
Hey, me?
Yes.
Oh,
I'm hearing noises over there, just FYI.
Sorry, I broke up a little bit of chocolate.
Okay. So we got Martin McNee on drums, and Martin McNee gets name dropped in the song from War Within Me, where they talk about the earthquake happening, and he's like, Martin just kept on playing even though the lights went out and everything, you know?
Yeah.
And then Carl Schramm is the bass player. There's a few guest players on the album as well. Ann Baker plays violin on Rage and Until We Meet Again. And then Vicky Kennerly plays bagpipes on The Call of the Ancestors. There's a couple of guest vocalists as well, but I'll name them when we get to the songs. But I figure we'll go through this album song by song like we normally do. We'll talk about the songs. At the end, we're going to rank the songs. Now, there are 12 tracks, but one of them is kind of an intro track to the title song, the title track. And so I don't know about you. I did not rank that. So I have 11 songs in ranked in order, minus that one. The, what's it called here? The Call of the Ancestors. I didn't rank that because I'm like, it's not really enough of a song to rank. Did you rank that one?
No, I got a message that heavily suggested I shouldn't do such. Okay. I'll just leave it at that.
I never know if you get my messages, so, you know, because sometimes I'll say, hey, did you see that message I sent you? I didn't see that.
Yes, there was a warning.
Warning. Yeah, it's a good album. A good album. I'm telling you, you're missing out, so.
Yeah.
So we are minus one person this week. So it's only going to be two of us. Normally, Kirsty is always the one that goes first and tells everybody what they really need to know about the song, and then we just kind of agree with most of what she said and move on. So this week we're going to have to do a little more heavy lifting, Matthew.
Ooh, are we? I guess you are. Yeah. I guess you are there.
I guess I'm going to be the Chris Kirstie this week.
The Chris Kirst?
Chris Apple. I'm looking at his name, Christopher Appleton, here up in front of me. So Chris
Kirstie. How do you like them apples?
Yeah. A ton. I like a ton of apples. So we'll go. We got 12 tracks basically to go through, though. And I guess one of them is going to be a little bit of a. I'll say we'll do them 11. And then that way, when we do that, those track, we'll just do them. Whatever. We'll figure it out. So do you want to go first or do you want me to go first on track number? I figured track number one would be good for you to go first since you had the experience with it that first day or two.
Yeah, when it first came out. Hang on, what are we talking about? Unbreakable is the name of the track for some reason.
The track is called Mind Reader.
Oh, hang on. Oh, we're off to a good start. Hang on.
Yeah. So let me name the tracks before you say them, and then that's Unbreakable. Is there even a, there's not even a song on the album called Unbreakable. That's a lyric.
Jeez.
No, this is what I...
And we're off racing.
This is what Kirstie leaves me with. First track here called Unbreakable.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
That chocolate went to your head.
Where did I get Unbreakable from?
Because it says we will become unbreakable.
That's what it was. Because I really like that last part of the track where you keep saying unbreakable, unbreakable.
Unbreakable, yeah.
Unbreakable, yeah. Mind Reader, yes. Anyway, for the track that I've listened to more than anything else, and I can't even get the track name right.
Don't even know the name of it.
Sorry. Okay, let me.
I'm gonna have to write that down in the captain's log.
God, don't go back there.
There we go. Go ahead. Mind Reader.
So the first thing that I hear listening to Mind Reader is it reminds me of Maiden's Speed of Light, the riff to this. But there's nothing wrong with that. It's just something that sounds familiar. But the first time I heard this track, I was a bit meh on it. I was like, oh, I don't know. It's all right. I think I was doing something else, just listening to it in the background and didn't pay a whole lot of attention to it. I was like, oh, I should probably listen to it again. And I remember sitting on the couch and listening to it. And I was like, oh, this does sound pretty catchy after all. And then as it got to the end of the song, I'll just go back to the beginning again and then again. Mm-hmm. And again, and I must have listened to it 15 times. But I was like, where's all this time gone? But it's only a 3-minute track, so it's pretty easy to do. I really, really like this track now.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought that it's more of Blaze being positive Blaze. You know, it's got a chorus that's just catchy as. What does he say? I'm ferocious. I am resolved, you know, to become...
He says, they can knock me down, but I won't stay down. If they read my mind, they will find I'm ferocious. Mm-hmm. I am resolved to become unbeatable. It's never hopeless. I'm positive. We can become unbeatable.
If I believe what they believe, my life would be a catastrophe. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting, his lyrics. And he draws on his personal experiences and obviously things that are either said or written about him and stuff like that. That's the way I take this track anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the man who gave you... he's the man who would not die. He's the man that pulled himself up. And I just put a note. He's like a walking cliche for positivity, but it's never cheesy. And I buy into his sincerity with what he does. I think he's just... comes across that way.
He's lived it.
Yeah, you know, and he tells you. But I don't know, musically I really like this. And the bridge section in this, it reminded me of just the general feel, general vibe of the last Wolfsbane album that was out too. It's just kind of upbeat and positive and all. But I think this is a pretty good opening track and one for that they used as a single as well. But I had a note here, I think. Oh, you haven't seen the video, have you?
I was going to ask you just that. I watched the video today.
Oh, you did? Wasn't that a well-spent $12.50?
You know, I got to be honest, though. I really liked it. It's... just him in a boxing ring, just kind of talking through the lyrics and in a boxing ring and in front of the little crystal ball or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, a lot of money wasn't spent to shoot it, but I thought it was just cool watching Blaze sing the song.
It's just stripped back, bare-boned.
Yeah.
I mean, he hasn't got a $3,000 budget for everything, I guess. I don't know. But, yeah, I'm not paying any attention to that. I'm paying attention to the track, and I just really like the track.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I thought that I'd heard some bad things about the video, and so I was on a website trying to find out the name of the girl who sings on one of the songs. I did a search, and it popped up somebody's review, and when I looked, I saw her name on there, so I wrote it down, and then I saw, oh, there's the video for that song, and I was like, I'm just sitting here, I ain't got nothing else to do, so I played it. I thought it's 3 minutes long. I played it, and I was like, this isn't as bad. I mean, it was kind of neat seeing him, because all we ever see is the little clips of Blaze on Twitter and going, Friday night, we are playing, you know, and he's all amped up, but it was kind of cool just to see him singing the lyrics. Shadowboxing? Yeah, it was a little, he doesn't come across as a boxer, but, you know, yeah, that's okay.
Bucks worth of cheddar, that's what you got out of that, but I don't mind that. But I do like the end of this track, too. I found myself a lot of times just saying the same thing. You know, it's unbeatable, unbeatable, unbeatable. I enjoy it. Mm-hmm. It's a fun track. You know, it's very upbeat. And it, to me, this is a track that sounded like it could have been on War Within Me as well. Would have fit right into something on that, just that type of vibe. But no, I like this. It was a grower, but it was a quick grower, this one. I like it a lot.
Yeah, I went into this album thinking, there's no way this album's going to be as good as the last one. Because, I mean, he's on a great trajectory. I mean, his last four albums, you know, the trilogy, and then this one have all been, I love all of them. And I just thought, this no way this is going to compare. I can't even imagine. And I remember the first time I listened to, the second listen to this song, I was like, oh man, I really like this. It was just because the first album listen I did, I was just kind of like, okay, there's all these albums coming out, and I'm trying to listen to everything and give it at least a little listen or whatever. And, I thought, you know, it kicks in quick and the riff is catchy. The verses, the chorus is that whole, they can knock me down. It's so catchy. It's so melodic. And he's so good at melodies. I love his melodies. And lyrically, like you said, it's what you expect from Blaze. It's what you want from him. It's positive. You know, like you said, they can knock me down, but I won't stay down. You know, it's short. The song's really short. The guitar solo is quick. There's a little dual lead, but it's really quick, too. I like where he says, it's never hopeless. I'm positive. We can become unbeatable. They can knock me down, but I won't stay down. I love that chorus. I love the melody. The song ends, a lot of these songs end really quickly, too.
Yeah.
And it's right into the next one. But yeah, this is a good one. I think it's a great start to the album. I was just like, and listening to it today, like I'm just like going, or, you know, wow, this album's good. Like, I think this album is really good. I mean, at least when I'm hearing this song, I'm like, this, like you said, it could have fit on the last album. And so if that means it's really good. So, but yeah, I dug this one a lot. So we'll get to track two here. Track two is called Tears in Rain. It's another quick start. It's got a good riff and there's a little bit of soloing up there. The verses are nice. The chorus is nice. I love the part when he sings, we are the ones they made to fight and die, so hard to kill, but not worthy of life. He says all of those moments will just disappear, just like tears and rain. I love the melodies there. It's a really cool melody. And this is all the moments will just disappear, lost in time, just like tears and rain. Which, you know, you think about it. Someone's crying, if someone's not Whitesnake, but if someone's crying in the rain, you can't even tell other than maybe the look on their face that something's wrong. This song, it's got a good guitar solo. There's a badass bit, though, where the drums and the guitar, like, play the same type of thing. Like, the guitar maybe does this, like, da-da-da-da-da, and the drums, like, thing at this exact same time. And I love when they kind of play together. It's really cool. Another short guitar solo. But these first two songs are both really compact. I think this song this is another ace song for me. So he's two for two right here. So what do you think of this one?
I like it. So I put a note at this point that it's only, it's short. It's only about 3 minutes or so, but he fits quite a bit into these three minutes.
Indeed, yeah.
And that, the further I went through the album, that was something that I noticed. It's a bit of a theme. There's a lot happens within just a little bit of a time. But yeah, it starts off with a little solo, but the change of the sound changes back to more of what I would expect from Blaze, like a bit of a darker vibe. So not War Within Me, because that was very kind of upbeat sounding, but maybe more stuff from the 2000 and 2010s, which I tend to like a bit more. But there's little things in this that I like. There's a little guitar harmony or dual melody at the end of the chorus. It just sticks out. And there's little accents like that that I just think are really cool. They make the song really catchy.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had a note. It's a darker track, but Blaze manages to basically carbonate the chorus and just make it sound busy. Like it's the subject matter he talks about. It doesn't come across in like a melancholy sort of way or anything.
Right.
But no, I like the guitar melodies in this as well. And all the solos on this are pretty cool. None of them are like blinding or anything like this. They all just really suit the songs that they're in.
Yeah.
Which will just be another theme of this whole album. Like I told you before, it was kind of hard to go through and not to liken it to AC/DC and Power Ridge, but there's a bit of that where I find everything so balanced.
Yeah.
But one of the lines that I liked in this as well, you know, we are perfect, but designed to die, and which really means that you're not up for perfection at all. Lost in Time, like Tears in the Rain. I was like, yeah, that's a pretty cool line there as well. It's just, they just get lost in the fray of everything, the way he describes it. It's good. Yeah, I think two strong tracks to start with. Two for two. It's a good one.
And let me add this. Something I wanted to, you mentioned a while back when you listened to the Judas Priest album that you thought the double bass was a bit of overkill. And I feel like on these songs here, the use of double bass is done pretty tastefully as well. It's not just like constant. It's just like the song will be, you know, some little single off bass pedal things, and then all of a sudden you get a line or two of double bass or whatever, and then it kind of drops out, and it comes. It's kind of tastefully used. I've never really thought of it that way in any bands, the way they do it. But in this album, I like the way he does it.
It's pretty par for the course too with what he does. I think it's been around that way, that style, for a long time.
But it's not like listening to, say, like even Love Machine by Wasp, where the song starts in with double bass and there's double bass until the very end of the song.
Yeah.
It never goes away.
So yeah.
It comes in spurts. And I like that. So
you like it like that? It comes in spurts.
I do. I do. Yeah. I do. Yeah.
Okay.
So track number three is called Rage, Matthew. So why don't you tell us about Rage?
Oh, so I do like this one. So we get that little soft, dark intro, and he just kind of meanders through his lines until he just, I don't know, it's like landing a king hit. Just that blinded with rage. Just the way he lets that go.
With what?
Rage!
I can't
do Blaze. Only Blaze can do Blaze. Yeah. But he does something else like that on another track, While You Were Gone, where it just kind of, it's building slowly to something. And he just booms. And it's, I love when he does that because his voice, it suits that sort of punch. Just the contrast and the intro into that power, that big bang. I love that sort of thing with him. Mm-hmm. But like this song bang. I love a big bang from Blaze. But it just sounds like a really big song. It's his voice. Like, I know not everyone's into it, but it's just grand sounding. You know, and you touched on some of the guitar and all that before, and this album's just, it's full of melodies and just some of these big chugging riffs. And in this, it's just a simple riff, but it just chugs and drives along. Blaze's vocals, they're pretty straightforward on this one, but in a good way. It's not boring at all. They just kind of push through.
Yeah.
And it's not a apples for apples comparison, but the way he is in this song kind of reminds me of the way Bruce just drives through in Senjutsu in that track, just keeps driving through the center of the song.
Okay.
And just made me think when I hear this.
Okay. Senjutsu, is that, it's like, you know, like the single?
Yeah, it's like the first, it's the first track off that last album they had that came out.
Oh, okay.
All the cool kids listen to.
Yeah. Same with you. It's like the song has that slow start, you know, and there's a violin playing in the song too at the start in the slower part. It's very nice, very nicely done. And it's a really slow build. It's like a minute, almost a minute and 15 seconds or something. And he says the lines, shadows of the truth again, trembling and filled with hate. Red Mist blinded me. And then he says, blinded me. And he does that with red. And it's just like, because it's like, you don't even hear it coming. It's like, it's just, it's nice. And it's a nice, balanced, soft thing. You know, and it's like, blinded me with, and all the music hits at the same time. It's so good, man. Like, the first time I heard that, I was like, whoa, I wasn't expecting that at all. It was badass. It was really cool. It surprised me. It was so cool. Yeah, the music plays. There's some cool riffing going on. The playing's melodic. I really like this. When he's doing the verses, the guitar is just, you know, chugging along when he's playing. It sounds really heavy and good. I like the melody in the verses. The chorus, I like the chorus, but I don't like the melody in the chorus as much as I like the melodies in the verses, but I still like it. There's more good soloing here. And like you said, the soloing is all very tasteful. It's like note selections. It's not just someone like going, you know, there's every now and then going to be like a really fast, but it's not for long. It's like, if you get a quick section like that, it gets back into the tasteful choice of notes. And it just, like, it sounds so good. Like, I don't know that I would liken it to exactly like, Adrian Smith's tone. But the way you can tell that Adrian is careful in his structure and the selection of what he's going to play, Christopher Appleton sounds the same way, the way he chooses things and picks what he's going to play. And I really, really like that. Another thing I noticed is that Blaze sounds really good on this album. Like, when I read the little email I got about it from his promotional people or whatever, and they were like, oh, he sounds so really good, better than for whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I remember reading it going, he's getting older. I mean, surely he can't sound better. And man, I'm just listening to this album, I'm just like, it's so good. I like, everything sounds good. The drumming's good. Just everything sounds good, man. The guitars and the last chorus of the song, that he does kind of a dun 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 dun, kind of almost a little, what do you call that, a gallop.
Yeah, it escalates a little.
Yeah, and I like that. I think they were triplets on the bass drum, and I like that. It sounds really good. And Blaze's octave is a bit higher, like he kind of raises it up a bar, and that sounds good, man. I really like this one, too. So 3 for 3 so far for me.
Yeah, that end part of the song, I can just picture him bellowing out the lines of that. It's cool.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Track number 4, which I didn't ever... I listened to this song so many times without knowing the title of the song, because I would just be listening to it driving around. And the chorus, the title is called The Year Beyond This Year. And when I discovered that's what he was saying in the chorus, I was like, oh, that's really cool. But it starts out it starts out like where he's singing a cappella. He says, I won't dwell on the past and what I lost and all the times. And music kicks in. The melodies and the verses right off the bat are really good. The chorus has a great melody, you know, that The Year Beyond This Year, I close my eyes and see the possibilities and all that. I love this song. It's musically, vocally, everything is really super melodic. There's a nice ripper of a solo. Then it goes into a melodic solo. It's just too short. It's just too short. They get back to the bridge where they say, you know, they won't break me. They won't stop me. They don't, and, you know, he kind of escalates his voice. You know, I'm not scared at all. He sings it over and over. Very, very cool. I wanted to go through the lyrics a little bit here, though, because he starts off, he sings, I won't dwell on the past and what I lost and all the times that my trust was betrayed. Those were hard lessons to learn. I will let go of the pain. I won't make the same mistakes. There is a chance for us to start again. And that's a very positive message, because when people start thinking about life and how, you know, people think about life and they think about, oh, I screwed up. There's kind of nowhere to go from here. It's hopeless. And he doesn't have that. I mean, he's, you know, there's a chance for us to start again. And then he says, the year beyond this year, I close my eyes and see the possibilities out there for you and me. I will make myself stand up. I will take a single step away from the self-loathing mess that my old self chose for me. How many people could say that about their life? All of us could say that about our life at some time, I'm sure. Even someone like Steve Harris did that. You know, you'd think Steve Harris had it all, you know? There's a future I can change for myself if I just try. There's a chance for us to start again. They won't break me. They won't stop me. They don't know me. I'm not scared at all. I mean, those lyrics are like super, super positive. Like the generation out there right now could really stand to have this kind of a role model, you know, these kind of lyrics to get in their head. You know, imagine if you're a kid and you're singing these kind of lyrics. They won't stop me. They can't break me. They don't know me. You know, I mean, I'm not scared. I mean, how many kids have you heard in this generation that they're scared of everything? You know,
This is not 80s metal lyrics, though. It's come a long way.
Yeah, but I love this song. What about you?
I like it.
Yeah, I like it.
I like it. No, I think this is another good song. Dramatic Blaze. His intro to the track is what... It was something you had said to me. I think it was you. And that I've read online before. That he's over-dramatic. And I'm sure that the person who said that knows exactly what I'm referring to. Someone in their old age, perhaps. Don't know. But I'd never really heard of that term for him being overly dramatic until maybe the last 6 months or so ago. But the way that he expresses, the way he gets or delivers these lines across at the start. Now, I don't know if this is true. Maybe you could set me straight. Maybe you've heard this, maybe you haven't. Did Blaze grow up with a stutter?
I have never heard that. I mean, it's possible. I don't know, though.
I don't know if I'd read something about that. And
if I have heard that, I don't remember hearing it. I can say it that way.
So the way he delivers some of his words, it's kind of like, not overcompensating maybe, but very specific, very definite with the way he comes across to deliver it. And I was like, okay, well, if that's the case, that would make sense. But I really don't know. Maybe I'm pulling that out somewhere. I don't know.
I think he really enunciates his words. I mean, it's just his vocal style. You know,
it could be, it's not all the time. It's just like certain lines, but you know, I'd never heard about him being overly dramatic until, like I said, the last 6 months. And I was like,
It doesn't bother me.
It doesn't bother me at all. I just picked it up on this and it made me think about it. It's just more catchy. This is a classic sounding type of Blaze. And I just thought this is definitely something that could have come from deeper within his catalog, going back to early 2000s or 2010s again. Yeah. There's more it's more good guitar melodies in here. And again, the solos are all just solid. Mm-hmm. The part you were talking about, they won't break me. They won't stop me. They don't know me. That where it's just going round and round in circles and you get that punchy effect out of it. I really do like that little part.
Yeah.
It's just another track where it's 3 minutes or so. It's just short, sharp, and straight to the point. Hasn't got enough time to overstay its welcome or anything like that because it's just punchy. Good chorus in this, and I do like the way this little track ends as well. It just feels like a bigger song than what a 3-minute song should be able to fit, but it just works really well.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. Yeah, I like it.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it. So
it's annoying, but that's the way it's going to be from track to track is what this feels like.
Yeah.
So far.
Yeah. I mean,
I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it. That's what Kirsty would say if she was here. So
I'm sure she would. maybe not for every track, but probably so far.
I don't know. Oh, well, maybe. Yeah. So number five, sorry. I'm not good at counting. You mentioned Kirsty's name and it just throws my counting off. Cause you know, she gives me such a hard time about my counting. So. For good reason, though. So track number five, Matthew, is called Ghost in the Bottle. So why don't you tell us about it?
More classic Blaze sound or style. And this is one I'd never realized how heavy the harmonies were within Blaze's tracks until I got to this point. Mm. And I was like, man, this album, it's... Throughout this album, it is just soaked in melodies, but it's in a tasteful way. Like, it's not cheesy or anything like that. It's all just done really, really well. And I just put one little part that I like to wish it, dream it, do it. We will find a way. He's just so upbeat. Nothing's going to bring this dude down. And he's been through a lot.
I know.
I was like, he should be the poster boy for positivity in metal or just in general, because he's just defiant of anything. There's nothing going to bring him down.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like the contrast between the heaviness in the music and the positivity of his lyrics. It's not all upbeat musically. It just keeps this drive that it has just playing through. But Blaze, he's just pretty much on point all the way through this album so far. I don't think he's had a misstep. But no, it's just another short, sharp, straight to the point. Another good track.
Yeah.
But it's kind of what... Nothing's going off in different directions either yet. It's all just staying pretty similar. It's a bit of, you know, rinse, wash, repeat. It's all good. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Rage started with a little different, you know. I mean, it jumped into something different. But, yeah, I mean, I you know, you listen to certain kinds of artists and you want what you want from that artist. Like, that's what I like about, like I said, when I listen to Ace Frehley, I know what I'm getting out of Ace Frehley. I know what to expect. If I don't, and if someone doesn't like it, then obviously they're not going to listen. But I like it, and that's why I listen. And it's the same with Blaze. I mean, I don't expect to hear, you know, an Ace Frehley sounding style or whatever. I mean, Blaze obviously has Wolfsbane to do his goofier stuff or whatever he does there, you know. But what he does here, man, I love it. And this song here is really no exception. It starts quick with, it's got like a little guitar solo going on. Then the guitar, it goes into a dual solo when the drums come in. And it's cool how the same riff that's kind of high in the song, when he's singing the verses, it goes to a lower register. It's playing the same riff, but it's lower. It's so cool. It gets lower. It's so cool. The melodies and the verses, there's a good chorus in the song. You know, we can live, and there's so many good lyrics in this song too. You know, we can live our dream. The time to start is now. Like, I like that. Literally every bit of this song is melodic. And Blaze, he's so good with, I know this is something I've been echoing to you, to anybody that'll listen. He's so good with melodies. Like, and what I was saying a minute ago about him being a role model, even. Like, they said he couldn't sing, right? It's a line in one of his songs, right? They said I couldn't sing, come and sing with me. They said I couldn't walk, come and walk with me. You know, they said he couldn't sing, he ended up in Iron Maiden. Whether you like him or not. I mean, that's a big achievement. You know, he had the motorcycle accident, said he'd never walk again. Come and walk with him, right? He's had a heart, you know, he had his, like, I think his wife passed away.
Yeah.
You know, in a relationship. You know, and I mean, he somehow managed to come back from that. He's so positive, and these lyrics, I mean, I'm not the most positive guy in the world. I don't always like positivity and stuff like that. But this guy, when he puts it out there, I really enjoy it. He doesn't quit. I mean, plus he had a heart attack last year. He fought back from that. He's back on the road.
5 months later, yeah.
Yeah, like he came back from that. So I did want to go through some of these lyrics. Let's see here. A ghost in a bottle, the mind storm has cleared the path. The secret of my future is hidden here in this day. Uncertain times ahead, don't let them into your head. We need our mental strength to face each and every one of them. Wish it, dream it, be it, we will find a way. Think it, see it, do it. We can live our dream. The time to start is now. Those fortune tellers reliably predicting doom, convincing everyone it's hopeless. That's just a lie. I love that. That's just a lie. Lines on your hand don't show who you are, what you can do, except that life is hard, but good times could be in the cards. However long we have together, we have to try to make the best out of each day we are alive. Man, that is so motivational speaker type, right, isn't it?
But it's not cheesy. It's,
yeah,
it's sincerity with which it's delivered.
Listen to this. I mean, this is something that would help my daughter. Sometimes you feel it too overwhelmed, anxious, confused. Hold on, tighten your grip. We can make it through all this. Like, that's so positive. And this song, man, the melodies are all over it. It's just dripping with melodies. I love this song too. Another good one. So, he's 5 for 5 right now, Matthew. 5 for 5. Number 6. Is he going to break that? We'll find out. Because I'm going to tell you about number six, the Broken Man. Now, The Broken Man, it starts off a lot different. It's a lot slower. It's very mellow. And I think lyrically, it's a guy looking back at a selfish life, a selfish and also a blessed life. And he realizes that he had help. He used to not think it was that way. He thought he did it all on his own. But then he realized he had a lot of help on the way. I think the chorus on this song is nice, you know, where he says, you walked with me through the storm. You know, I think he's kind of acknowledging everybody out there that's ever played a part in his life. And the thing to remember about this album, because you think, oh, well, you know, yeah, you have a heart attack, it'll make you think that way. This was all written before he had and recorded before that happened.
Yeah.
Like they said that this album got done recording 2 days before his heart attack. He had a quadruple bypass.
Yeah.
So I mean, it reeks of a guy that really appreciates everything he's gotten in life, realizes how much he's gotten in life, and it's like the song is a big thank you from Blaze, who is the broken man. So I don't know, like I'm gonna read some of these lyrics too here. I learned my lessons, and you know I've learned my lessons, and you know I still am learning to how make every day count. And you'd think this was written after the heart attack. When I look back, I see an angry young man chasing things that are all useless now. All of the simple things that are so important to me now meant nothing to me back then. I was too selfish and too proud. I mean, this just sounds like someone apologizing to somebody, you know. I look back now and I see that I had a lot of help. But then I, like a fool, I thought it all was good luck. You walked with me through the storm. You gave me a home and showed me a place that I could belong. I had a lot of love that I did not deserve. Good people with me when things were tough. You all stood by me when I found it hard to stand. You got me back on my feet. I hope that all the good things in this life will come your way. I'm grateful to you because no one can get this far on their own. And then he says, thank you from the broken man, the man that you put back together again. You all walked with me through the storm. You gave me a home and showed me a place that I could belong. It's a very humbling song to hear from somebody, you know, like, cause we can always relate to these things. And, I think the music's nice in this song. You got, when the second verse comes, the drums kick in. There's a really nice guitar solo in this song. And then there's a dual solo that's really nice. Then the song kind of builds up. And there's a big, long soloing section here, which is very nice. Because it's the first one, basically, on the whole album, really, you know. Everything's nice, melodic. The guitar playing, like you said earlier, it all fits the vibe wherever the song's at. That's where it fits. Yeah, I like this song. I don't like it as much as all the other ones because the other ones just have so much energy to them. But I do like this song. I don't dislike it. So what about you?
I like it.
Yeah, I like it.
More dramatic Blaze. Now, I know that if someone else was here with us, maybe someone else may not like this as much, perhaps, from what I've heard. But no, I like this. So I think for this is the first time that the vocal melodies in some little areas seem to stray a little bit, or they're maybe just a little bit off kilter in the verses, but I would still go ahead and defend them because they just make it a part of the charm or the fabric of the track. You know, I don't have a problem with any of it. He's got a bit of a meandering swing in his melodies for the most part of this track, I think old Blaze does. And I did have a note. It does seem very introspective.
Yeah,
basically a realization of what you are and how you got there is how it came across to me. And I just thought it escalates really nicely into an almost an old style power ballad in that midsection. And I think he just does a really, really good job with it. Yeah. But the line, thank you from the broken man, the man that you brought together again. I just really like that. It just made me think, okay, for everything that's happened to him, you know, whether it's failures or even triumphs, just experiences, and you all walked with me. And and I put a note, I'd like to think that, you know, part of this is for all these fans as well, people that have, you know, stuck by him and whatever. And given his chance to do what he wants to do. Obviously, he's an artist. He wants to create music and, you know, play that music to people. And it's the people that have given him that to do that. And that's, you know, thanks to them. Just very autobiographical. And I just thought, it sounds, from what he's written, that he's happy with where he is now. It's just that self-realization. He is where he's meant to be, and he's at peace with it. You know, he could have had lofty heights. What could have been didn't happen. But you are where you are for whatever reason. And, you know, maybe I'm off on that. I don't know. But I just think it's a really, really nice track, and I like the lyrics behind it all. I just think it's a good one. Is it as strong as some of the other ones on here? Yeah, maybe not. But I still like it a lot. I like the sentiment within it. So, I still think he's done a good job.
Yeah, same here. So the next track, we're gonna flip flop here with the flip flop guru. The next one is called "The Call of the Ancestors," and it's really just kind of like an in between track, right? Like a lead into the Circle of Stone.
Yeah.
It has the bagpipes. It's called "The Call of the Ancestors," which to me it kind of creates a little bit of a theme, because there's about three or four, maybe three songs that all kind of seem like they're going back to the ancestors theme. But it starts off with a bagpipes, and there's like a hum underneath it, and but there's no real lyrics in this song, even though you get this guy. Now, the guy that's going to sing here, his name is Nicholas Stålvind, and he's from Sweden. He's from Sweden. It says he was from the Swedish metalers called Wolf. And what was the name of the album that we said that they had, Matthew?
Was it Shadows something? Shadowland?
Shadow. They have an album called Shadowland. If you wanted to look them up to see who they are, what they sound like, there's more than one band that goes by this name. So if you look up Shadowland by a band called Wolf, then you will find them. That came out. That's their most recent album.
2022, I think it was.
Yeah. But he does a little bit of vocals on this song, just a very tiny bit. Like, it's, like I said, it's not really a song. But this is what it says on Blaze Bailey's website under this song with all the other lyrics. These are where the lyrics are at. It says, "The spirit of the ancestors call from the dreamland. They call to you. On your left, hear the voice of the ancestors. Hear their pipes of bloody war tell you of the journey you must take. You must become the righteous man. Unite your forgotten tribe. Lead them back to the homeland that was taken from your forefathers by the nine tribes of oblivion. On your right side, the spirit of your future becoming awakes. That spirit joins the ancestors in the song of forever hope. They sing together until you are left alone with hope and courage and hate," which is a line out of one of the songs. Your search must begin." And then the only line in the song that you hear the guy sing is, "In your mind's eye, can you see our homeland?" Which is also a line in Circle of Stone. But I thought that was interesting that those lyrics are there, or whatever that is supposed to be, and it's not in the actual song. So Matthew, can you tell us now about the song Circle of Stone, track number 8?
I could probably trip over the Circle of Stones and attempt to. Blaze just bellows the intro, the opening of this track. The guitars and the drums come pounding in. And I like the build in this. You've got a wandering kind of witty guitar melody. And then the other vocalist, what did you say his name was again? I didn't know.
Nick Stålvind.
That's it, Mr. Stålvind. It keeps a heaviness, but it's still catchy. There's a lot of hooks in this track, and it just seems to accomplish a lot again within the short span of time that we're going to get within this track. I like Blaze's range that he uses with this when he extends his voice. I just really like, it's not high, obviously he's very deep voice, but I like that tone that he's got. It's just good. And I really like
it.
I like it, and I like the contrast, having the two types of voices to play off of each other as well. yeah, I just had a note here. It just feels like it builds upon the vocals and the guitar layers. Like they, it just seems done really well. But yeah, one thing I kind of picked up on as well. So Chris Appleton, I don't know how many albums that he's been on. I've never really got into the back part of the band and all the musicians and that. But I know he's played on several of these albums. Mm. And it, so it gives it a familiar feel from album to album as well with his guitar work. Now, I don't know if I could pick him out in a random lineup, but listening through to all the Blaze albums, you know, I can pick up all the tone. And I think he's a pretty important piece of Blaze's music landscape as well.
Right.
But just, I just find that this is more of the same. The whole tone of the album is pretty consistent. It doesn't deviate too much in different directions. Yeah, okay, there might be something softer here, or it's not a Bruce Dickinson album by any stretch where everything's going in its own little direction. It all just kind of flows in the same way. But I really like it. I just think it's another thing with good, strong vocal melodies. I like the choruses in this lot, in this as well. It just, it comes across sounding like a really, really big track. And it's good. Yeah, it's, I don't know, I can't fault him on what he's done so far.
Yeah, yeah, same. I like it too. Yeah, I like it.
I like it.
but yeah, I think I like the way this song starts, because, you know, he comes in and he's like, "The circle of stone and the high mountain peaks, as I wander through this great land, I see them all and I wonder where I belong." And then when the music kicks in, it's got this this cool kind of little guitar melody thing going on. And, you know, when it all kicks in, it sounds so good. You get to the second set of verses, and Nicholas Stalvin, he's the guy singing there. I didn't like his vocal at first when I heard it.
Oh, you
like
did?
I was, now, it kind of reminded me of Sebastian Bach. And I'm not, like, Sebastian Bach didn't have a bad voice. It just, but he didn't have my favorite voice either. But the more I hear it, I just, like you said, they harmonize well together. They go well together. And the more I listen to it, I've grown used to it already, and I like it. You know, when it gets to the chorus and it's got that nice driving beat, dun 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 dun, in the beat, you know, the way the drums playing it, that's really cool. There's the bridge where the pace changes a bit for the soloing. That's really nice, and then it speeds up even faster than it did, which is really, really cool. And then they come back into the chorus again. Lots of dual leads. Lots of time for dual leads and things like that. When the song comes toward the end, it comes back with the chorus, and it comes back at that pace, but then it slows down with toward the very, very end with double bass. Like, it's funny because it slows down, but there's double bass when it slows down, which is a cool, what's the word I'm thinking of? It's a cool change of pace, because the song is really fast, and you think that's where the double bass would be. But when it slows down just a little, the double bass kicks in. I like that. I can't think of the word I'm trying to think of there. But it just offsets and comes across really neat. It's a cool musical thing to do, I would say, without knowing any good words to use to say it. So, again, another song that I like. I like this one a lot. I mean, I basically think there hasn't been really a bad song on the album. So
no, I don't think he's had a misstep yet.
Yeah, yeah. So let's find out if track 9 gives a misstep here. So I'm going to go first on track number 9, which is called Absence. And this one's, again, it starts off with a heavy riff, and then the drums kick in with double bass, going pretty quick, which is good. And I think this band of Blazes is just pretty badass. They, like you said, they fit in really well with what he does, and I don't know how long the band's been together, how long he's been using this band, Absolva, but I'm pretty sure they've been on the trilogy, War Within Me, and then at least this album. So they've been on at least the last 5 albums.
Yeah.
So, like you said, you know what you're going to get when you listen to this, which is really cool. It's like, if you turn on an Iron Maiden album, there's certain things you would expect, you know, some dual stuff, some certain... You know, back in the day, you'd expect the gallop and things. And I just like that you turn the album on and it's not a huge surprise.
No.
You just want more of it. There's other more great melodies. It's just...
It's like Blaze Bailey is the man and the vocalist, but it really is a band.
Yeah, right. Now, when the verse kicks in on this, the pace of the song changes a little bit, and in the second half of it, this really badass riff comes in. It's just cool. The melody's good, and the riff is just smoking. Like, it's so good. Lyrically, this song sounds like somebody living a life after they've lost someone.
Mm-hmm.
There's a line, a couple of lines where it says, "From my chest, my heart is torn. From my eyes, the light has gone. I can't speak. I can't breathe. You are the whole world to me." So it's obviously about someone losing somebody, and it's said in a, you know, like I said, he's been through it. I would imagine at his age, I don't know if his parents are still alive, but I know that he's lost, you know, a spouse. So it, like, about, I think it was about 15 years ago.
Yeah, now, some time ago.
Yeah. There's an interlude in the song, and there's a really cool dual lead guitar section. I thought this was cool the way they did it too, because there's the dual lead section, then there's a set of verses, then there's another dual lead section, and then from the, it's like it, like it's an interlude between each one, which I thought was really cool. Then it goes to the chorus, and I just thought that was a really nice musical, again, like the last song, another nice musical setup, something a little different than just straight verse, chorus, solo, verse, chorus, you know, bridge, whatever. Again, the sad lyrics, it's funny because the lyrics are sad, but the song musically is very uplifting. You know how there's that contrast? Contrast! That's the dang word I was looking for a minute ago. But the contrast of the sad lyrics and the uplifting music, or the really positive lyrics with really slow music or something, you know, I love when bands have that kind of contrast. So I said, well done. I am loving this album. And then there's a word I can't say. And then it has great after it. Like farting great. Maybe that would be a...
Did you say farting great?
Funking. Funking. I did say farting.
Oh, you did? I thought that's what I heard.
But I was just trying to say it's a word that starts with F and ends with G. So,
gotcha.
And I had it in front of the word great because I just was really digging that song. Which brings us to track number 10, Matthew. Number 10 called A Day of Reckoning. And I want you to go first on that one, if you will.
Oh, okay. A Day of Reckoning. Let me move down to that track.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. We can do Day of Reckoning.
Go ahead and do Absence. You didn't do Absence, did you? I did.
No,
sorry.
The Absence was me.
Was it?
It was. I was missing.
No, you started Circle of Stone. You
I
did
know,
Circle of Stone,
I'm saying,
remember?
The Absence was me.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, you're being smart, and I'm not very smart. So yeah, go ahead. Sorry. Go do Absence for me then first.
I didn't really have much. You pretty much said most of it. Yeah, I like the start of this. There's a lot of good guitar melodies in this again, like you say.
You could just do Trevor.
I like it. I just put, this is another track that would have fit into War Within Me quite easily, I would have thought. And again, you know, his vocal performance is really strong. But I just thought, you know, considering the lyrical content in this, you know, he's talking about the absence of something or someone, the significance behind it, that the melodies are deceptively uplifting compared to what he's actually singing about. And, you know, if I looked at the lyrics and just wondered what this type of song was about, I would have thought it was probably a ballad. But there was just a couple of little lines that I liked in here. Like, you are the air that I breathe and your absence is suffocating me. Mm-hmm. That was a really strong line. But yeah, that was pretty much it. I think you pretty much nailed the rest of that.
Okay.
It's another good track. They're all good tracks.
I pulled a Kirstie on that one.
You did?
Oh. Yeah, I got a... I nailed it, you said.
Yeah, I think you did.
So what you got at number 10, A Day of Reckoning, what you got there?
I think that so far, A Day of Reckoning, this is like the most traditional metal song from Blaze on this album so far as being something straight ahead. So you've used a word before, clunky, and it made me think about that. I was like, this doesn't seem to flow as smoothly, and it seems a bit abrasive, but that's also part of the draw for me here. I do like that, because the chorus then becomes the payoff on this. And I just had a note, this just sounds grand, the chorus in this. You know, the music's clunky in a good sort of way, but there's still lots of melodies. And I was like, oh, this is a whopping 5 minutes. This track, it's kind of longer than all the rest of them so far. Mm-hmm. And I was like, is this progressive Blaze? Because up until now, everything's pretty sharp, short to the point. But this has got, you know, I could not think of another word to use other than journey-ish, which I was trying to refrain from using because I figured you would say something if I said the word journey.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of the feel that it has about it. Just the additional length, let the track go in some more places, just wander around. And, yeah, I really like that. It's just they could do more with a looser time constraint. And I thought this is a track that would have been a really good album closer. And a couple of times when I'd listened to it, and I was like, is this still going? It's because I thought this was the last track. It just had that feel about it. I wasn't really paying a whole lot of attention. But no, I think this is another really good track as well.
Yeah, yeah. So it does have, but the start of this was a little different, though. It did have like a little arpeggiated, very slow guitar playing thing going on. Another song about ancestors, like maybe I thought maybe this carries over from Circle of Stone. I don't know. After a couple of verses, the song kicks in and Blaze is singing it way up high. And it sounds really, really good. I like that. And there's a pre-chorus. I like the pre-chorus where they have that, you know, where the drums are like dun 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 dun, dun, where he says hope, courage, and hate.
Mm.
I really like the melody there. The verses have good melodies. The chorus is awesome too. That bit where they say "carry on, a reckoning will come," and he kind of sings through. I think it's really, really cool. You get another section. There's the guitars and drums are kind of stop and start. I wrote for the guitars and the drums, and it sounds good. Then the solo section comes in, and it kind of is echoing melodies of the song, and you can hear Blaze kind of owing in the background or something, kind of making some kind of vocals in the background, but it's not singing over it. And I really like the contrast of that. I like the way it sounds together. I like the way it mixes. Then there's a part where Blaze goes into like an arpeggio, an acapella section. And he says, what does he say right here? He says, a reckoning will come, justice will be done. And he says another little part where the music kicks in and he says, they are alive. And then they go back into the chorus. And it sounds, I love that part. I love the way they sound when they say, they are alive. It just sounds badass. I love the melodies, man. Blaze is so good with melodies. Let's see here. I'm trying to see if I, oh, he says the part he sings right before They Are Alive is he says, I feel my ancestors within me, and then they wail, they are alive. So another great song. Again, the melodies, man. The melodies are just so everywhere on this album. I like it. I like it.
This track, there's something about this. There's a British Lion track, and I can't think what it's called, but it's basically you can see my ancestors looking in my eyes or something to that effect.
And cool.
It just reminded me, the lyrics just reminded me of that track. Not that they borrowed or picked up or anything. It was just a similarity.
Yeah, it's probably a similar kind of notion that goes on in that kind of culture. So where your ancestors weigh heavy and, you know, and the traditions are carried down and things like that, which I think there's a lot more of that over there in the British UK area. So than there is over here. So, let's see. What do we got next? Track number 11. That one's for me. Called The Path of the Righteous Man. And it starts with a heavy riff and a fast pace. The riffing and the melody by Blaze in the verses is good. I like that. The pre-chorus is badass. Let me get my lyrics in front of me here too so I can have this in front of me. Let's see here. We got... after the pre-chorus, there's like double bass, heavy riffing, and Blaze is just going at it. He says, the truth I ignored and denied and despised. I turned my back to the light. Now I see the death that I had to die before I could follow the path of the righteous man. I have some really cool lyrics in this song. Let's see here. I got a... Let's see, he says, with lies and excuses, I convinced myself not to try. I just did what was easy. I know it's not right. I did not fight. I just tried to hide. The truth I ignored and denied and despised. I turned my back to the light. Now I see the death that I had to die before I could follow the path of the righteous man. This makes me wonder again, is this like a tie-in to like the title track, you know, possibly? Mm. Could be. It could be something else. The mistakes that I made, they were always the same. Now I know that was just insane. There's no passion inside this lie. Cowards always run. They run from the fight and the challenge of life. Fall and don't get up again. Scared of the truth and the pain they must face before they can follow the path of the righteous man. I resented everyone else and I blamed them for the problems I had. I did not see that I did this to myself. Myself. Now I will follow. There's some good lines in there.
Yeah, I had those lines noted. I really like those.
Yeah, I like that too. On this song too, there's a badass solo section with some double bass going on. And again, the playing is just good and melodic and it fits. And I felt like, too, the second half of the album, the songs all had a little more time for the soloing. Like, it seemed like at the beginning of the album, they were quicker songs. The solo sections were like 10 seconds, and then they were jumping right back into something. And it made me wonder if there was two, like, editing sessions that they had for the album. Or, like, you know, where they edited it, and then they got to one day woke up and were like, okay, we need more solos in here now. We don't have enough solos, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This is a rock album. But yeah, this is another song I really, really dig. So what do you think?
Well, just speaking about the length of the songs and all, where this maybe flushed out a little. The earlier songs, they're short, sharp, to the point, but they don't feel like they're missing out on anything. Mm-hmm. I think they've kind of said what they had to say and they've just kind of moved on. But no, Path of the Righteous Man, I think this is another good track. It's just pretty straight up traditional metal sounding track. I do really like the guitar melodies in this again, you know, where they follow that chorus. I think it's just, you know, it's really, really good. But it, again, it's just strong, drives along, just pounds through the middle, and then it just gets to this beautifully melodic chorus. And that guitar line again, and the melodies in this album just don't stop, not through the track, not through the album. You know, it's just more of the same, but it's all in such a good way. But yeah, you touched on a couple of those lines. I resented everyone else, and I blamed them for the problems that I had. You know, didn't see that I did that to myself. And I was like, God, that is so true. You know, people just generally look around. I mean, God, you can see it on the internet for a start if you don't notice it in real life. But mm-hmm. everyone looks for who to blame. You know, it's always a
right.
Blame a person, blame a situation, blame a system.
Anyone but yourself.
Exactly, before really looking at yourself and being accountable. And I just put a note, I love the lyrics, but I love the music too, but I really love the lyrics in this track. Mm-hmm. And I just had a note. The chorus, just it seems like a breath of fresh air. Just not just the delivery of the lyrics, but of the lyrics themselves, you know, what they mean and what they represent. It's just, it's good to hear something like that. But no, I think this is another great track. I'd like to think I'm on the path, but I'm probably not. I'm not far from righteous.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, well, you know.
Thanks for backing me up on that too, by the way.
There's a saying there. I haven't arrived, but I've left.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
I've stumbled a couple of times on the path.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, absolutely, yeah. So, well documented on both parts here, right? So
apparently,
yeah. So, that takes us to track number 12, the closing track on the album. Now he has a guest vocalist on this album, and her name is Tammy Ray Boyce, B-O-I-S.
Tammy Faye's voice.
Yeah, thank God. No, no, Tammy Ray Boyce. And she's the one who sings with Blaze on this song. The track is called Until We Meet Again. And you can tell us about it, Matthew.
Well, I was interested to hear what you were going to say first, because I was...
I'll go first if you
want. No, it's okay. Because I don't really have a whole lot to say on this track.
Okay.
I like it. And for a start, I wasn't sure. I was like, oh, this is the ballad, whatever. But then the more I listen to it, I really do like the girl's voice in this. And I like, again, the contrast of the two voices. Again, Blaze just works well when he can bounce off another voice. It's just a really nice sounding track. But now I think about it, it's almost like they're just dancing and pirouetting, like musically, with their vocals. Like, the vocals are just, that's what the standout to this track really is. It's their vocals. You know, Blaze's voice can just be really big and strong. The girls is just beautiful. You know, add the strings into the arrangement. We get some whoas thrown in there. Yeah. And it's all just really nice sounding. And for a while, I was like, oh, this is the song that they've closed this album out on. Like, maybe it could have been somewhere else. But then lately, I was like, I really like that this is the way that they do finish it. It's a bit stripped back. Okay, we haven't got all the guitar solos and there's no freneticism about it at all. It's just, this is what you get. This is his voice. This is that girl's voice with a couple of little bits, you know, added in. And I think it's a really nice way to finish off this album. I think it's a strength now. I didn't take it that way to start with. And I've heard some other things as well. Where people may not have been as favorable of it because they don't like slow songs at all. But everyone's different. And I don't know. Yeah. I think this is a really nice song. I like it. I'm not going to go listen to this song on its own, but I like the way it finishes the album.
I don't listen to any songs on their own. I listen to albums.
Well, no, I would say this wouldn't be a go-to song. Oh, I want to hear Until We Meet Again. But I like the way it finishes off.
Yeah. Well, yeah, for me, I like it. but, it starts off arpeggiated guitar, acoustic. The verse is slow. The chorus is a little faster, arpeggiated. The melodies are really good. The second chorus is when the girl starts singing. And their voices do blend well. When they sing that line, I think of you, my friend, the melody and the mix of their voices is really, really good. There's a very nice violin solo in here, which is really cool. It makes the song kind of special, I think. And something you mentioned, but you didn't mention, when they start doing that oh, 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 oh part together, and it reminds me so much, and I know we've had this conversation privately, it reminds both of us of something from one of the trilogy albums. So I queued it up on my phone here to write about when it's supposed to start, and I can play just a little bit of it so to see what that... Violin gets louder, that's cool. Like, I think that...
You should let that play a little longer.
Yeah, I know.
I really like that.
I do too, and I think you're right. I think it's a really good way to close the album instead of some big bomb... I mean, you could do either way. You could have a big bombastic song that kind of... Like, say something, what's the song on Book of Souls?
Empire.
The way Empire of the Clouds is, it starts off small, it builds into this big monster, and then it comes back to kind of a small thing, and you can do something like that too, and that works well as well. But, like, this works good too, because it's, again, it's leaving everything out, it's guitar, it's a violin, and that violin solo is really good. I didn't even notice the way it picked up into what they were doing that part. I really like that, and I think the melodies in this song are really good. If a song reminds me of something from that trilogy, it's good. But I love Blaze. I love these melodies. I think this album is just... There's not a misstep on the album. Is every song perfect? No. But pretty much any album is that way. But I think this is a really, really solid album. And I didn't think that it was gonna... I just didn't think that was going to be as possible. Like, there's no way he's going to... get to War of Words level. I mean, War of Words. What's the album name?
War Within Me.
War Within Me. I was thinking of Rob Halford. But I just didn't think it would get to that level of War Within Me. And It has. It definitely has. I think it's just as good. So
it's funny. I just think what he does is very consistent in general.
Yes.
Because you elevate. You really elevate. I was gonna say War of the Worlds, War Within Me.
Yeah.
But I don't want to say more of the same and make it sound generic. But it's more of the same. If you like Blaze, you're gonna like it.
Yeah.
It's just good. It's just solid. Can't go. I don't know.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
I hear you.
But the hardest part was trying to
do rank them.
It was like I told you before, this was really just throwing darts at a dartboard for the most part.
So I'm curious to see, we have 11 tracks written down. I'm curious to see how many, if any, will have matched up. You want to take a...
I doubt we'd get two.
Yeah, I think two is the max. That's the number that hit me was two. Like, I'm looking at my number one and I'm just like, my number one might be your number six. Yeah. But they're all, I mean, literally, I like, there's not a bad, even what I have at number 11, I like it.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the songs. It's just a matter of, okay, so well, yeah.
My number one dropped, and it dropped a few times. It was like the deeper I go through the album, it's like, oh, yeah, this is kind of tough. It's also, that's the thing, he's so consistent. I find him very consistent. Mm-hmm. And very balanced within an album. It's not like he's got, oh, this masterpiece single versus this deep cut. I find everything to be very balanced.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, when we did the Bruce album, like, me and Kirsty both had the same bottom song. And maybe on this one we would too. But she didn't like it. And on this one, like, there's nothing I don't say I don't like. I just kind of... So let's rank these things. Let's see how we come out here. We can explain it away, but I think everybody knows that we really both like this album a lot.
Yeah.
So, 11. What do you have at number 11?
Well, when I did my ranking, I had this at 11. Now, having just heard it, I was like, oh, I wish I didn't have it there. But when I did this... Until we meet again. But it's so much better than what it sounds at 11.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but that's what the weird thing is we're not really saying... that you don't like it on this one. I mean, I like every song.
Yeah.
And I will say, I made this list one time. I haven't looked at it again because as soon as I was listening again, I thought, I can't do this. I'll be doing this. I'll just continue to change it if I do that because there's so many things I like.
You'll keep going around in these circles of stone.
Exactly. Exactly. So my number 11, I put The Broken Man. And I just put it there because it was probably the least heavy song on the album. I guess outside of Until We Meet Again, so... But I liked Until We Meet Again better. So I'll just go ahead and say I had Until We Meet Again at number 10.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, because I just put the songs that were not as heavy at the end because I just thought it's not because I think that they're weaker. I just...
They had to go somewhere.
Yeah, they have to go somewhere, yeah. So what do you have at number 10?
The Broken Man. I love it. I love that little guitar melody as he sits.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I had it at number 10.
So we just flip-flopped those two.
Pretty much.
So we almost had our two matches right off the bat. So now we'll go probably zero matches the rest of the way. Nothing else. So number 9, what do you got at 9?
Number 9 for me, I have Circle of Stone.
Okay. My number 9 is, and I can't question, and see, I can't even question any of these because I feel like, again, they could be anywhere. So my number 9, I had Rage.
Oh, okay. My number 8, I had A Day of Reckoning.
Okay. My number 8, I had Tears in Rain.
Ooh, okay.
Oh my God, I can't believe I got my number 7 at number 7, but okay.
Number 7 for me, Ghost in the Bottle.
Okay. My number 7, and I can't believe I have it there just looking at it. My number 7 is Mind Reader, or what was it, whatever you called it earlier.
Oh, I called it Unbreakable. Yeah.
It's Unbreakable.
Well, apparently it was Breakable.
I have Unbreakable at number 7, so. Number 6. What do you got at number 6?
Number 6. This midsection was really hard. I had Absence.
Okay. I have Circle of Stone at number 6. I don't see any matches so far. I don't think we're going to have a chance. I think we might have already done them all.
Number 5, The Year Beyond This Year.
Okay. My number 5 is The Path of the Righteous Man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think we're out. I think we already have We don't have no chance.
I think that's it. Number four. Yeah. So you know what that makes me now? Full of rage. At
yeah. Blinded me with rage.
You sound like Pterodactyl Mark.
How blind with me with rage.
I just needed some cashews.
I needed some cashews.
I don't think you'd say I just needed some cashews like that, but in rage. Yeah. I'm sure yeah. A bit more depth to it.
Yeah, yeah. So, which, you said number four?
Number four.
Okay, my number four. You said yours already?
Yeah, I'm full of rage okay. If you keep asking me the same question.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My number four was a day of reckoning. If you have so much rage, there's going to be a day of reckoning. I can tell you that.
I'm sure there will.
Number three.
You'd find out if you were unbreakable or not, and then I'd say, no, it's Mindbender.
Mind reader.
Mind reader.
The unbreakable Mindbender Matt is.
Number three.
He's not a word, not much of a word reader.
God,
apparently,
I'm getting flashbacks to Man of Sorrows, the Book of Souls, where I can just remember. Oh, dear.
So, okay, my number three. I didn't want to leave you out earlier, but there was a little bit of an absence. Nah. So,
you know, my absence. You know what happened when I found out about my absence?
What?
I had some tears in the rain.
I bet.
That was an interesting track because I thought I was going to have. Mind reader at number one, just by how often I'd listen to it. Then I heard Tears in the Rain, put that above it, and that's kind of how this just keeps shifting.
Yeah. Well, you look at what my number two and number one is, and it's funny because you had them a lot down where I probably had Unbreakable, Mindbender.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, my number two is Ghost in the Bottle.
Oh, okay. What about, I had that at seven, yeah.
Yeah.
But this is it's a ranking that really doesn't mean anything because it would just change every day.
Sure.
So that leaves us with a number one.
What's yours?
The Path of the Righteous Man.
I had a feeling when I said that. I had a feeling by your response that's what you had. And I was really thinking that, what did you have at number five?
My number five was The Year Beyond This Year.
See, my number five was The Path of the Righteous Man. And my number one is The Year Beyond This Year.
Okay.
So literally we had our number ones at one and five.
Well, anti-matches.
Yes, our anti, yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, again, I love this album, man. I'm just so happy when I listen to it. I can't believe how good I think it is when I listen. I'm just like, sheesh, it's so good.
If you like Blaze, you're not going to be disappointed.
You know, but you think at a certain, it's like you hear something and you think, okay, there's no way, you know, the next album's got to be a step down. It just can't keep getting, it can't stay at this level.
But it has done. I mean, for me, there's only been an album, around 2010, 2012 that I don't care for. But everything else, I just think is really, really good.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, again, not that I doubted, but I just, in my mind, I just thought, man, War Within Me was so good. I like it so much. I don't know how he could top that or even match it. And he's went and done it, man. This song's just, he is just a melody
writing
machine. Yes, he is. And I'm so happy that, you know, that this album, you know, just kind of showed up. So, yeah, there it is. And I do have a physical copy in my hand in a couple of days. I ordered it while we were talking.
Oh, did you? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I just said, I went on Amazon. I just said, okay, I can have it in 2 days on Amazon. Let me just get it.
Well, I guess you're on the path.
I'm on the path of the righteous man now. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. What are you, some kind of a mind reader?
I must be.
Okay,
I have just the absence of an album. It just leaves me in rage.
I know.
Maybe I'll get it the year beyond this year.
Yeah, that might be when you listen to Senjutsu, actually. The year beyond this year.
Well, you never know.
So,
I'm just a broken man.
Yeah, yeah, I got you. Well, I mean, I guess with that being all said, we have accomplished everything we set out to do. So, Matt, until we meet again, cheers.
Bye.